Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. About 4 years ago, I decided to start a mastermind group. And this is not a paid-for mastermind group of people from different industries. This is a very specific mastermind group. It's not a paid-for group. I invited a bunch of people in my industry to get together twice a month to sit down and discuss problems, issues, best practices, all that kind of stuff. We call it Media Masterminds. Now, I'm in the marketing business. I've been doing audio and video and websites for years, and I started my business in 2001, so it's been close to 17 years, 16 years that I started this. And I wanted to get together with a bunch of like-minded individuals so that we could share. We could teach each other new things, talk about best practices. And there's some great people in there. Graphic designer, a couple of different writers, one who focuses on blogging and website content, PR. There's a couple of different photographers, videographers. Guy's got a drone. I love drones. Those are cool. And you know, we all get together and not only do we talk about things, but we teach each other things. And that's the most important part of this, is we're really there to help educate each other, which helps us work together. So it's a collaborative as well. Almost everybody in the group works with almost everybody else in one way, shape, or form. So if you need a specific task, you know, content written, photography done, video, on and on and on, we can work together as a collaborative, which is a great group. Now, one of the guys in the group who's an incredible marketer, he's a very high-level marketer, works with large companies. He's even worked for Facebook. That's how big this guy is. But he still finds value in it. And for somebody that smart, he constantly asks me, Brian, how do you do what you do? How do you get everything done? And so last week I gave a presentation. It was my turn out of the 12 people to go up and speak. And so what I said was, here's the thing. I've got systems. So I actually entitled the presentation, How Do You Do What You Do? And systematizing your business is by far one of the best ways to grow it, to solidify it, to make it more stable. And it's taken me a good 2 or 3 years. Now, I gave a presentation a couple of years ago and said, here is my plan. This is what I'm going to be working on. And this is how I plan to systematize my group. So after 2 years, I finally came back and said, okay, here's how I did it. And I kind of laid it out in a way that everybody could understand. I actually made a flowchart and went through the flowchart and started talking about things. So one of the core things that most every successful business does is create multiple streams of income. That's where it all starts, is you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So I have 5 core areas that I actually produce income. The first one is what I call hours for dollars. I'll dig into that a little bit more. The second one is speaking. If somebody was to ask me what my superpower was, I would say my superpower is teaching. I love to teach. I have a mind that is easily set up to create systems and put things in order in a way that most people can understand it. I say I translate geek into English. The third way to do it is to create products. Now, if you're a brick and mortar business, obviously you have service and you have products. I mean, there's things that most businesses do that way. The third puzzle is training. And training is the classes that I create and different things that I've been able to do that are repeatable. And the final thing is affiliate marketing. Is I make money every single month from selling things over and over and over again. A perfect example of affiliate marketing is I have books on Amazon, okay? When those books sell, Amazon every single month sends me a check. They put it right into my checking account. So let me give you a brief overview of the five different areas. The first one, hours for dollars. Okay, well, I do websites. And that had been the core of my business. And the problem is, it was always feast or famine. One of the things that I learned to do is instead of constantly doing estimates and proposals and all these other things, is I created basic packages. And these packages include, if you want a website, this is what it costs. If you want a Google package, which includes Google Business, Google Analytics, and setting up Gmail and doing all the things that you need, like Search Console, and then teaching you how to use it, that's another package. I do SEO. I have another package where I help clients manage their Google Analytics on a monthly basis. Now, some of these things have repetitive income, meaning I've got clients that come back month after month for their Google AdWords. I've got people that come back and want to just go over their Google Analytics. I have a system set up to maintain only my client websites. I don't do this for outside companies, but I help them maintain it, keep their stuff up to date, make sure it's backed up, and those kind of things. From the speaking standpoint, I was able to create the same kind of thing. I do one-time speeches. I've spoken at all different kinds of conferences, locally, in my state, nationally. You know, it just depends on what the clients want. And generally, they're paid speeches. But I've also created boot camps from the training section. I'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. And then I also have created something called custom training, which is mostly speaking, but it's part of the training packages that I built. I've also created products. Now, I consider my books products. The beauty is that when I'm speaking, I always ask, can I sell my books? So not only do I get paid to speak, but I can sell almost as much in books a lot of time at those speeches. And then I've created these bundles, like my productivity bundle, my checklist bundle. There's a handful of bundles. These all support a lot of the training that I do. And then I also have courses that I've created on Google for Business and social media secrets. And those are other tools that I can either sell or give away. Now, when we get into the training side, I have a weekly mastermind that I do called the Bacon Weekly Mastermind. I'm sure you've heard me talk about that. And then I have my Bacon System, which is a 12-week course where I train people how to do content marketing. And I've created a brand new one called Bacon System for LinkedIn. And that's where I create the custom courses where I can go into companies and actually help them optimize their LinkedIn for their sales teams and things like that. So these are all systems that work together. And then finally, I've got the affiliate products. Okay, whether I'm setting people up for web hosting or for email marketing and things like that, I've made sure that I can actually sell that with an affiliate link. So as I'm doing that, I make a little bit of money. It doesn't cost the client anymore. And the thing is the companies see me as an expert, so I get a little bit more advanced tech support from a lot of them. So it helps me to support my customers better. So those five streams of income help balance out everything that's happening in the business. Now, how can you do that? How can you find things that you can do repetitively that are going to help you market your business and stabilize it? One of the things that really helps me is having virtual assistants to take care of certain things, like posting blogs, like doing my email newsletters. So it's getting the support team around you. And that's why I love that mastermind, because it's a brain trust where we all teach and support and help each other. So if you need some extra time, I want you to go check out theproductivitybundle.com. It's one of those packages I put together. It's only $27, but it's going to help you figure out ways to maximize your week and take away some of the stuff that you don't need to do. So go learn how to control your time.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.